Some few testimonies of the ancients. 1. The confession of the Holy Church of Smyrna, a little after the commendation given it by the Holy Ghost, Rev 2:9, upon the martyrdom of Polycarpus, hodi auton Christon potkatalipine dutsamethaton huper test tu cosmaton sizomenon soteris pathata, out heteron time sebine. Oisb. Hist. Eccles, lib. 4 cap. 15. Neither can we ever forsake Christ, him who suffered for the salvation of the world of them that are saved, nor worship any other. It is an extract from a letter of the Church of Smyrna to the churches of Pontus, giving an account of the martyrdom of Polycarp. To the witness of Holy Ignatius, as he was carrying to Rome from Antioch, to be cast to beasts for the testimony of Jesus, Epist ad flad cap. 9. A.D. 107 Hados estun he pros ton patera agusa hodos, he petra, ho fragmos, he clies, ho poimen, to heran, he thura tesnosios de hes isilthon Abram chi asa chi Jacob, Moses, chi ho sumpus ton profton koros, chi hoistuloi tu cosmoi apostoloi chi he nymph tu Christu, huper hes, ferns logo, executoi kion hemahina outen exagerase. This is the way leading to the Father, this the rock, the fold, the key. He is the shepherd, the sacrifice. The door of knowledge, by which entered Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and the whole company of prophets, and the pillars of the world, the apostles, and the spouse of Christ. For whom, instead of a dowry, he poured out his own blood, that he might redeem her. Surely Jesus Christ gives not a dowry for any but his own spouse. 3. Clemens, whose name is in the Book of Life, Philippians 4:3, with a whole church at Rome in his days, in the Epistle to the Church of Corinth, Diatenagapen hanashen pros hemis tehema autu idokan huper hemen endelamati autu kaiten sarka huper tes sarkos hemen kaiten sukan huper sukan hemen. For the love which he had unto us, he gave his blood for us, according to his purpose, and his flesh for our flesh, and his life for our lives. Where you have assigned, 1. The cause of Christ's death, his love to us. 2. The object of it, us, or believers. 3. The manner how he redeemed us, even by commutation. This triple testimony is taken from the very prime of undoubted antiquity. 4. Cyprian, Epist. 62 to C. Aelius, a holy, learned, and famous martyr. A.D. 250 nos omnes portabit Christus, qui et peccata nostra portabit. He bare all us, who bear our sins. That is, he sustained their persons on the cross for whom he died. The same to Demetrian hanc gradiam Christus imperdit, subigendo mortem trof crucis, redimendo credentem precio sanguinis sui. This grace hath Christ communicated, subduing death in the trophy of his cross, redeeming believers with the price of his blood. The same, or some other ancient and pious writer of the cardinal works Christ, Serm 7, Second. Rivet. Crit. Sac in Sip Lib. 2 Cap. 15 Scultet. Medal. Pat. Erasm Pierat, Ad Lib. The same author also, in express terms, mentions the sufficiency of the ransom paid by Christ, arising from the dignity of his person tant dignitatis illa una redemptoris nostri fit oblatio, ut una ad talenda mundi peccatum sufficerit. Of so great dignity was the oblation of our Redeemer, that it alone was sufficient to take away the sins of the world. 5. Cyril of Jerusalem, Catachus. 13 AD 350, Chimi thombasis a cosmos holos eletroth, ugar en anthropos silos alohuios the lumana genes ho uparabithniskin, chi a to diatizulon tesprosios exablithisin ek paradisu, era diatizulon isu nunyukapodron hoi pistuon tes eyes paradisin auk isolusantai. Wonder not if the whole world be redeemed. For he was not a mere man, but the only begotten Son of God that died. If, then, through the eating of the tree forbidden they were cast out of paradise, certainly now by the tree or cross of Jesus shall not believers more easily enter into paradise. So also doth another of them make it manifest in what sense they use the word all. 6. Athanasius, of the Incarnation of the Word of God AD 350 Hados estin he patenzoi, chi hos probaten huper, tes pantin soteris antipsuchin tu hu tu soma is thanatun paradis. He is the life of all, and as a sheep he delivered his body a price for the souls of all, that they might be saved. All in both places can be none but the elect. As 7 Ambrose de Vocat. Genesis, Lib. ICAP. 3. Or rather, Prosper, Lib. 1 Cap. 9. Edit. Olivar AD 370 C. Non credis, non descend tibi Christus, non tibi passus est. If thou believe not, Christ did not descend for thee, he did not suffer for thee. Ambier defined ad gradianum habet populis de plenitudinem swim. In electus enim et PR cities, et ab omnium generalitate discritus, specialis qm sensitor universitas, ut de toto mundo totus mundus liberatus, et de omnibus hominibus oms homens vi deantera sumpti. The people of God hath its own fullness. In the elect and foreknown, distinguished from the generality of all, there is accounted a certain special universality. So that the whole world seems to be delivered from the whole world, and all men to be taken out of all men. In which place he proceedeth at large to declare the reasons why, in this business, all in the world are so often used for some of all sorts. These that follow wrote after the rising of the Pelagian heresy, which gave occasion to more diligence of search and wariness of expression than had formerly been used by some. 8 Augustine, De Corinthians et Grat. Cap. 11 AD 420 per hunc mediatorem deus ostendit eos, quis aegis sanguine redemit, facer se ex malis in urnum bonos. By him the mediator, the Lord declareth himself to make those whom he hath redeemed with his blood, of evil, good to eternity. Vult possedir Christus quod amit. Tandi amit ut possedit. Christ will possess what he bought. He bought it with such a price that he might possess it. Item. Serm 44 de verbis a post qui nos tanto precio emit non vult per erquis emit. He that bought us with such a price will have none perish whom he hath bought. Item, tract. 87 inches Johann Ecclesiam plurum idiom ipsum mundi namine appellat. Sicut est illud, dies erat in Christo mundum reconcilian sibi. Etemp illud, non venit filius hominis ut Judas et mundum, sed ut salvator mundus per ipsum. Et in epistola sua Johannes 8, advocatum habemus ad patrum, jesum Christum justum, et ips propitiator est peccatorum nostrorum, non tantum nostrorum esse de idiom totius mundi. Totus ergo mundus est ecclesia, et totus mundus audit ecclesiam. Mundus agitur audit mundum. Inimicus reconciliatum, damnatus salvatum, inquinatus mandatum. Esse de est mundus quem deus in Christo reconciliat sibi, et qui per Christum salvator, de mundo electus est inimico, damnato, condemnato. He often calleth the church itself by the name of the world. As in that, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And that, the Son of Man came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And John in his epistle saith, we have an advocate, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The whole world, therefore, is the church, and the world hateth the church. The world, then, hateth the world. That which is at enmity, the reconciled. The condemned, the saved. The polluted, the cleansed world. And that world which God in Christ reconcileth to himself, and which is saved by Christ, is chosen out of the opposite, condemned, defiled world. Much more to this purpose might be easily cited out of Augustine, but his judgment in these things is known to all. 9 Prosper AD 440, Respon ad Capit. Gaul. Cap. 9 Non est crucifixus in Christo qui non est membrum corpus Christi. Cum itac dicator salvator pro totius mundi redemptioni crucifixus, propter verem human natur susceptionem. Potus tamen dici pro his tantum crucifixus quibus mors ipsius profit. Diversa abis disors eorum est qui inter illos sincenter de quibus dissider, mundus enum non cognovit. He is not crucified with Christ who is not a member of the body of Christ. When, therefore, our Savior is said to be crucified for the redemption of the whole world, because of his true assumption of the human nature, yet may he be said to be crucified only for them unto whom his death was profitable. Diverse from these is their lot who are reckoned amongst them of whom it is said, the world knew him not. Item, resp. Objection Vincen. Res 1 redemptionis proprietas, haud dubi pines illos est, de quibus princeps mundi missus est foras. Mors Christi non ita impensa est humano generi, ut ad redemptionem aegis etiam qui regenerandi non erant pertinerant. Doubtless the propriety of redemption is theirs from whom the prince of this world is cast out. The death of Christ is not to be so laid out for humankind, that they also should belong unto his redemption who were not to be regenerated. Item, de ingrat, cap. 9. Sed tamen h aliqua civis ratione turi. Et creditam stulta cupis. Jam pan quid hoc sit. Quod bonus omnipotens deus, non omnia sublet. Corda cb, paraderc alms dubit s fideles? Nam si nemo esquam sqem non velit s redemptum. Haud dubi in pleader quiquid vault summa potestas. Non omnes autem salvantur. If there be none whom God would not have redeemed, why are not all saved? 10 Consil. Valen, Ken. For pretium mortis Christi datum est pro illis tandem quibus dominus ips dixit, sicut Moses exaltavit serpentum in deserto, ida exaltare portat filius hominis, ut omnes qui credit in ipso non brit, sed habet vitam eternum. The price of the death of Christ is given for them alone of whom the Lord himself said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish.